السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم
The translation is, He is Allah, beside whom there is none worthy of worship. He knows the unseen and the seen, and He is most gracious, ever merciful. And forgiving. In the last sermon, I was talking about the Rabb attribute of God. And right in the beginning of the Holy Quran, it has the attribute of God which has been mentioned is Rabb. And after this, right from the beginning to the end in various ways, Allah has mentioned Rabb attribute. And I had put before you some examples. In any case, the attribute of God which I am going to mention today is Rahman attribute, which has been mentioned in chapter Al-Fatiha, the first chapter of the Holy Quran after the Rabb attribute. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, in the chapter Al-Fatiha, after the Rabb attribute, the attribute mentioned of God is Rahman. As it says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The beneficence of Rahman is covering all living creatures, that even the birds are flying happily and with joy in the flowing wind. And after mentioning Rabbul Alameen, Allah has mentioned the attribute of Rahman, God. To explain this point, that what is Rahman attribute and how all the living creatures are benefiting from it, I will put before you the meaning in the Arabic lexicon and a short commentary in the words of Hazrat promised to Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and I will mention also the other commentators regarding this. In Mufridat Imam Raghib Arabic lexicon, it says that mercy is of such an attribute that which is such a leniency with which one does show compassion to someone and does favor to the one who you show mercy. And sometimes the word rahma is used for doing leniency, that it is not only favor but also leniency, and sometimes it is used in such a favor which does not contain leniency. And he has cited the example that about God, rahmahullahu asanan, that Allah has shown compassion to someone. And when the rahma is used for God, it also means just a favor. And he had linked it with man's feeling of leniency or harshness. If it is used for a human being, it is to do leniency and to turn with compassion. And in the same sense, there is a hadith Qudsi that when Allah created Rahma, he says that I will also link with someone who will link with you, and I will also break up my contact with which who breaks with the close relations. That Allah's Rahman attribute, that the one who are close relatives, it has been linked to them. He says furthermore that the hadith which has been mentioned, it indicates that Rahma is based on two meanings. One is leniency and the other is favor, to do favor. It is also said that Allah is Rahmanu Dunya Rahimul Akhirah, because His favor is for everyone in this world, whereas in the hereafter it will be linked specially and restricted to the believers. And in this regard, he says that the verse of the Holy Quran, that وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ, that my compassion overwhelms everything, comprehends everything, and but my Rahim attribute is only for those who are righteous. Then in Aqrabul Mawarid, the Arabic lexicon, it is said that Rahma is that you have compassionate feelings within you, and he turned to them with the feelings of favor. And it is the compassion and the favor which is including. And he also says that the Rahm is the womb of the mother where the child develops, and also the close relations. About Ar-Rahman says that it is one of the names, beautiful names of God, and it is specially reserved for God and cannot be used for anyone else. It is used as an attribute of God. Ar-Rahma is compassion of man, and also leniency, and also to do, it demands to do favor of someone and to overlook their fault. Lisanul Arab, it is said, Ar-Rahma is a leniency of the heart and to turn with the compassion and for forgiving. And Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim have the same root. And he says, Ar-Rahman is of exaggeration, that there is much comprehensive, and it is his mercy is with everyone, and Rahman is specially with God. And when Rahma is used for human being, it means to be lenient and turn to people with favor. And with Rahma is used for God, that Allah's compassion and favor and His providing of the nourishment. Then he says that another mean is that the rain which has good in it is also Rahma, because it comes as a result of the Rahman attribute of God. So the meaning and the definition is Rahman, for God is the one who shows favor and shows grace and turn with compassion, and the one who provides nourishment. And this to do favor and to give food, and it is covers everything, as Promised Messiah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that this Rahman attribute is showing to all the living creatures. Allama Fakhruddin Razi writes that Ar-Rahman is such an existence of favor that you cannot find such an example among human beings. One demonstration of Rahman attribute that Ibrahim bin Adam said, that I was a guest with someone, and he put the food before me, and as he was eating, that a crow came and took away a piece of bread from me. And I was amazed and started following him, see what he does, where is he taking. He came down on a mountain where a man was tied up or chained. And he was chained, both hands were in handcuffs. And I thought that the crow throw the bread before him. So this was the manifestation of Rahman attribute which he has mentioned. He written another incident that I was standing in the bank of the river, and I saw a great scorpion, and there was a big frog in there, and he came down there. And I also went in the boat and wondered where she going, a strange incident. When we reached the other bank, then the it came down there, and I followed it, that under the tree, shade of a tree, there was a man sleeping, and a snake was going to attack him, and the that this particular poisonous thing attacked him and killed him and saved the man. And this is how Rahman attribute them manifest in various ways. As I had mentioned, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the second attribute of God is Rahman. So the animal which attacked the insect that which attacked was scorpion, the snake, and killed him. So Promised Messiah says that the true meaning of Rabb is the one who creates everything and nourishes everything. And it includes the creation of the heaven and earth. And Promised Messiah has explained the meaning of Rahman, that he is providing graces and bounties without effort. And by citing an example of it, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, example he has mentioned about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the four attributes which has been mentioned of God in chapter Al-Fatiha, Hazrat the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the perfect example of all these four attributes. The first is Rabbul Alameen. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated this when Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that as Rabbul Alameen wants a widespread Rabb attribute, similarly about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that his guidance and his preaching is for the whole world and all the human beings. Second is Rahman, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also a perfect manifestation of this, because his there is no comparison of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's compassion. And the commentator said in the Arabic lexicon that Rahman is special with God, and the Holy Prophet, Promised Messiah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that Rahman attribute was in the perfect man, which is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Promised Messiah said that even a common man is also an example of it, and he should demonstrate its example, that whatever we serve, whenever we serve mankind without reward for the benefit of mankind, we do it under this attribute of God, and this is what we should do. In one place, Promised Messiah says that who has taken pledge with me, if they do not adopt this attribute and this quality, they are false in their pledge of a bayah. Therefore, every Ahmadi must pay much attention to this. About the serving of mankind, I say, by the way, that there is a system in the Jamaat that in the marriages of poor people, in the treatment of sick, for the Khalifatul Masih Rabi had set up a fund for marriage of the poor, and this is a great a service of mankind, and the Jamaat should pay attention to it. Then there is treatment of the sick people, especially in the poor countries, in Pakistan, in African and some other poor countries. You should pay attention to this and contribute to this fund, and give in alms and also for service of mankind. And this way, by reflecting this Rahman attribute of God, you will gain the greatest compassion from God. Then also there is the education of children in the poor countries, and whosoever has the capacity, they should help them. And now I have started discussion this. I will also mention that their Pakistan hospital in Pakistan, in Rabwa, in Africa, they also need some doctors although the doctors are paid salaries, but it probably is less than other hospitals. Therefore, with the feeling of serving humanity, doctors should also dedicate their life, even if they do it for 3 years or a few years or for the whole life, but they should dedicate their life and come forward, and this is what gain them proximity to God, and they will have so much favor from God that Allah's Rahman attribute will manifest in them. And Allah shows Rahman attribute, as I mentioned a few incidents, how He helps them. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the word Ar-Rahman has a specific meaning, and that is that with the command of Allah, Allah's attribute of Rahman is covering right from the past, from man and from other living creature, so that they should continue to benefit from it according to their capacity. What is the special meaning of Ar-Rahman? That with the will of God, the beneficence of Ar-Rahman should reach human beings, and it is also reaching animals from the time immemorial. Whatever needs they have, it is a general beneficence, and it has already benefiting them. And according to the perfection of one's capacity, and in this Rahman attribute also covers the, it has no connection with man's effort or working hard. It is purely the favor of God. So this is a general and widespread beneficence which is reaching everyone, and man has no effort for this receiving this beneficence, and it is from God a general mercy which has no connection with the effort of man. What it means that the beneficence of Ar-Rahman is not the reward of effort or one's right. It is purely and specially a grace of God, in which obedience or denying is not connected, or disobedience is not connected, because those who are obedient are benefiting from it, and those who are disobedient and those who are idolaters, they are also benefiting from this beneficence of God. And it comes down with Allah's will, in which no obedience or worship or piety is connected. The basis of this beneficence is of the it has been given to before their need, before their asking, and therefore before the man or him or animals came into existence, this beneficence was in action before that, and this is continuous whether man is good or bad. It is continuous in every condition and every state, whether you are obedient or not obedient. Don't you see that Allah's Rahman attribute covers all human beings and all living creatures, and His benefices is in everything that is found for the benefit of man, the moon, the sun, and the wind, the air, and He has taken the responsibility of nurturing everything. Allah has the responsibility of nurturing people, whether they are living creatures, whether they are on the earth or in the heavens. And similarly, right before the birth of man and creation of man, Allah has created this, has put in action this Rahman attribute, and this is without any effort, without any right. Allah has given this compassion and has been given to them from the creator of the whole world. And there are many other beneficence of man which you cannot even count. For example, Allah has created means to maintain health, the treatment of every disease, to raise the prophets and to send the books for guidance. It is all Ar-Rahman attribute of God, which is not dependent on anyone's effort or his supplication or for his begging. As promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, as Ar-Rahman, God is satisfying our material needs, and he blesses us with various beneficence, and his beneficence is general. And whatever he has created, rich and poor are also sharing it. And similarly, by fulfilling the spiritual need, Allah under his Rahman attribute has sent prophets to give them guidance and to keep them on piety. And there is a series of prophets. In the Holy Quran, there are many verses of the Holy Quran which mention Ar-Rahman attribute of God. And with this reference, in many places in the Holy Quran, we have been reminded of worshipping God. Whenever prophets had admonished people to do good works, they have always declared with the commands of Allah that whatever good we are teaching you, we are calling you to God, we are calling you to that great benefactor, and we are asking you to God, we do not need any reward from you. All this is for your own good. That by benefiting from the bounties and graces of this world, you should not just benefit from it and be unthankful and ungrateful. You should also bow to him. It is right that Allah's Rahman attribute is for everyone, and he will continue to demonstrate it whether you are following his command or not. Some of his beneficence is general and widespread. It is for everyone. But these things should remind you and should admonish you, and you should turn you to this fact, that you should worship him and act and follow his commands. So Allah has said everywhere that you are being protected, that despite denying God, despite your disobedience, it is the manifestation of Rahman attribute from which everyone is benefiting. If there was no Rahman attribute, then majority of human would have been destroyed before because of their wickedness. In the verse Allah says, كَذَلِكَ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ فِي أُمَّةٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا أُمَمٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا أُمَمٌ لِنَكْتُبَكُمْ لِيَطْلُبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ يَكْفَرُونَ بِرَحْمَةٍ. قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ مَتَابِ. قَبْلِهَا أُمَمٌ لِتَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِرَحْمَانِ. قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ مَتَابِ. That likewise we have sent you as an ummah before whom many such people have passed, so that he should recite you verses which we have revealed to you, whereas they are denying Ar-Rahman God. Tell them, he is my Lord, and no one is worthy of worship beside him. I put my trust in him and I humbly bow to him. From this, before this verse, the unbeliever said that why don't you send a sign because of our denying? One answer was given immediately: Allah, whosoever wills, destroys; whosoever He wants, guides them. That He shows signs and then guide them. And here it has been explained that all those who deny God, you want punishment or a sign because of your disobedience. You should know that the Rahman attribute of God is delaying those signs. And what you say, why doesn't Allah show signs? It is not happening because Allah is giving you respite and is showing His Rahman attributes. If this attribute did not exist, God would have destroyed you for your disobedience long before. And then it's talked about the followers of Moses, that when they ignored, renounced Rahman God, and held a calf as their Lord, Allah had reminded them by referring to وَقَالَ لَهُمْ هَارُونُ مِنْ قَبْلُ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّمَا فُتِنْتُمْ بِهِ وَإِنَّا رَبَّكُمْ الرَّحْمَانُ فَاتَّبِعُونِي وَعَاتِي أَمْرِي. The translation is, whereas Aaron had said long time before that, oh my people, you have been tried. Certainly your Lord is gracious and you should obey him and listen to me. Aaron said that by leaving Rahman God, why are you getting in this falling to this trial, that by you are holding the calf as your Lord, and by knowing so many bounties of God, you are not realizing and understand that Allah has shown you great favor and He is demonstrating His Rahman attribute on various occasions, and by disregarding God, and you have held a Lord, something which is irrelevant and little, kaf. He said, you have been protected and saved because of the Rahman attribute of God. Otherwise, what you do is deserving you ruin. And this is great wickedness that you do. Allah says that you should follow me and obey me and come to the right path. So these are the favors of Rahman God, which from time to time through the prophets, Allah has been guiding various people, and in this time, that is 1400 years ago, Allah had raised the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the guidance of the whole world, and in our time, He raised Hazrat Promised Messiah Alayhi Salatu Wasalam and has given us guidance. In chapter Al-Furqan of the Holy Quran, Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَانُ أَنَسْجُدُوا لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا فَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا. And when they are told prostrate to Rahman, they say, who is this Rahman? should we prostrate to him, that being who you command us? Then the next verses which says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمْرًا مُنِيرًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ يَذَكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شَكُورًا. That it is only He who is blessed who raised constellation in the heaven and has set a brilliant sun and a shining moon, and He is the one who has made night and day following each other, and they should people for Him who should take admonition or be grateful to Him. Then He says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And Ar-Rahman's servant are those who walk on the earth with humility, and when the ignorant address them, they say, they reply them with salam. So, in these verses, the unbelievers have been told that you ask about Rahman God, who He is. So, Rahman God is He who has created sun and earth in the heaven for your benefit. There is sun and moon's light, your life and your vegetation life depend on it. Your material life is depends on that Rahman God, and your spiritual life is also depends on that God. And in this time, which is our time, a question is raised, not in words but with their action. People raise this question that the sun, spiritual sun, which was raised 1400 years ago Allah has shown in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by receiving light from him. Whatever promise Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam spread this light further, it is necessary to accept it, that the Allah who has sent this moon for reflecting that light, you should obey Him and accept Him. Those who do not believe in Him, these days also ask this question, who is this Rahman God? This Rahman attribute of God, you can see that the condition of the Muslim is not good, and there should be a reformer or a prophet should be raised, and they are denying this attribute of God by their action. So after the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after his light there was darkness for a long time. Now in our time also, after that darkness, Allah had raised promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, had given light to man. This light has been sent by Rahman God. Rather than denying it, you should benefit from it and believe in Him. If you do not believe, then unconsciously you are denying this attribute of God. And those who believed in Him, we are fortunate that Allah enabled us to believe in Him. But we must not be satisfied just with this. But it is our duty, and this we have been commanded, that by following humility we should worship God and put emphasis on our worship, and the reply to arrogance of the people, you should give with compassion and with leniency and compassion and pray for them, because this is the work of Rahman God. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam says in explanation of these verses which I had recited, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ اُسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَانِ أَنَسْجُدُوا لِمَا تَعْمُرَنَا أَوْزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهِ سِرَاجًا وَقَمْرًا مُنِيرًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَوْ يَذَكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That Promised Messiah says that after this writing this verse, that when the unbelievers and the disbelievers of God, atheists, are told that you should believe in Rahman God, they say, what is Rahman God? Then Allah said the answer, that Rahman attribute is the being which has unlimited beneficence and graces, and with him comes all the good, and which is lasting, who had created constellation in the skies and has put sun and the moon, which without any distinction of differentiation of believers and non-believers is giving light. And then Allah has made night and day which follow each other for the benefit of man. So the one who wants knowledge, he should benefit from this, and he should benefit from this points of wisdom, and those would get rid of the covering of ignorance. And the one who is active to be grateful to God, he should be grateful. And those who believe in Rahman God are the ones who walk on the earth with humility. That you should thank God for his bounties, and you should pay much attention to it. Then it says that those who believe in Rahman, who walk on the earth with humility, with humbleness. And when the ignorant speak to them with harsh words, they reply to them with the salam and peaceful words. And when someone is harsh, they reply to them and they say salam, and they use lenient words and reply to them. They gave them replies with compassion rather than harshness. They show leniency, and rather than abuse, they pray them. So they don't reply abuse with abuse, but they pray for them. And they try to copy the Rahman qualities of God. And they try to demonstrate Rahman qualities. That because Rahman, without any differentiation of good or bad, is benefiting with the light of sun and moon, with all the beneficence. And in these verses Allah had explained fully that the Rahman word has the meaning that it is applied to God, that his mercy is covering all creatures, good or bad. And in other place, Allah has indicated to this, Azabi yusibu bihi man yasha wa wasiat kulla shay, that I send my punishment who deserve it, and my mercy has covered everything. So, because of his Rahman attribute, Allah is more inclined to forgive people. And then in other place Allah says, قُلْ مَنْ يَتْلَوْكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَانِ, that tell these unbelievers and those who reject you that if there was no Rahman attribute of God, it was not possible that you could be protected from His punishment. That it is this Rahman attribute that He gives respite to the unbelievers and does not catch them quickly or punish them quickly. Then sometimes people ask that the Jamaat is being tortured so much and why Allah does not show. Allah in fact shows His Rahman attribute. Another place it says that أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَهُمْ وَيُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَن. That have they not seen the birds flying in the air, that sometimes they spread their wings and sometimes close them. It is Rahman God which supports them from falling. So Allah's Rahman and quality is covering all living beings, as Prophet Messiah said. May Allah enable us to recognize that Rahman God whose beneficence and His mercy is covering everything. It should guide us more to worshipping Him and by applying this beneficence on us by having no self-interest, we should serve human beings and do our duty to them and should worry about the guidance of those who abuse us. They are not ready to listen to our explanations and our words. Such hard-hearted people, we can say prayer for them. It is possible that because of our prayer, inshallah, they will become, hearts will melt, and we should pray a great deal in this regard. For mankind generally, that they should recognize the truth. And for the Muslim Ummah especially, that these people should, those who attribute themselves to Rahmatul Lil Alameen, may Allah, with the beneficence of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, save them from destruction and from ruin.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
ایک دعا کے لیے میں نے کہنا تھا ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ دو تین دن تک میں جرمنی کے سفر پہ جا رہا ہوں.
To remind you of a prayer, inshallah, in 2 or 3 days I will be visiting Germany and they have made quite detailed program. May Allah bless them. And inshallah I will also address the Inqadian Jalsa, the final address on 28th of December. Do pray that may Allah
عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله پیغمبر.